This is From Fear to Fabulous with Natalie Eve Marquis, Episode 3.
Welcome to From Fear to Fabulous, the podcast that helps you transform fear, heal emotional wounds, gain absolute clarity, and live a fabulous life. Now here's your host, master intuitive healer, coach, and teacher, Natalie Eve Marquis.
Some nights when I don't feel like watching a TV show, I turn to YouTube to learn something new and maybe pick up a few tips on fashion, eating healthy, marketing, or spirituality. I also collect videos that my young cat Charlie likes to watch. I know this probably sounds weird, but I discovered he likes watching TV when I stopped on a video that had a big yellow screen filled with little black mice moving around on it. Next thing I knew, Charlie got up from where he was lying on my chest and perched himself at the end of the sofa near the TV, just watching the black mice dart around the screen. He sat there watching the television for a good 10 minutes. I found this so surprising and also kind of cute, so I figured, what the heck, let's see if there are other cat-friendly videos. And there were dozens of them, in fact. And my favorites are the 8-hour videos of colorful backyard birds eating birdseed on the ground or at feeders. I've always been a bird lover, and when I lived in New Hampshire, I had several bird-friendly gardens and feeders. My family, friends, and I always enjoyed sitting at my kitchen table, chatting and relaxing, as we watched an abundance of birds come and go from the feeders outside my window. So I found the imagery of these cat videos and the birds at the feeders with sounds of birds chirping, flying in and out, to be very soothing and peaceful. In any case, one night I turned on YouTube with the intention of selecting one of these cat-friendly videos to play in the background while I read a book. Instead, a video about how to raise your vibration caught my eye, so I watched it. Then I got really annoyed. I mean, like, seriously annoyed. It just really bugs me when law of attraction videos and social media photos cast negative emotions in such an unhelpful light. So what did she say that aggravated the heck out of me? She said that we can gauge our vibrational state by how we feel. If we feel joy, happiness, pleasure, or peace, these are high vibration states. If we feel depressed, anxious, or worried, etc., these are low vibration states. She suggested that if you're feeling at all negative or any kind of negative emotion, that you do yourself a favor and stop whatever you're doing and go do whatever it takes to feel calm and to bring yourself some relief. Then she moved on to tip number 2. So what's my problem with all of this? Because what she said is actually true. Everything is made up of light energy vibrating at different frequencies. Negative emotions are denser while positive emotions are lighter. We all vibrate energetically at a particular frequency. As our vibration rises, our energy fills with more light and we experience greater ease and flow in life. We manifest our heart's desires more easily. The lower our frequency, the denser our energy, and the heavier our problems seem, and it seems to take more effort to make things happen in life. So my beef isn't with what she said, it's about what she didn't say. And she's not alone in this. Many others offer the same very brief advice. But the problem is, it's not the whole story. And most importantly, in my mind, it portrays negative emotions in a very unhelpful manner. So today I want to dig into and talk about negative emotions and the fact that negative emotions are not bad. Emotions themselves are neither good nor bad. They are just emotions. The divine gave us emotions. Emotions have a purpose. So why do we need emotion? There are many reasons, but today I'm going to focus on 2 of those reasons as they relate to vibration. Energy, emotions as energy, and emotions as indicators. The first is that our emotions are meant to get us to take action. We think a thought, which creates a feeling or an emotion, and that emotion has energy. And the energy of that emotion is what propels us to take action to get results in our lives. Even the word emotion itself, if you think of it as E-motion, it tells us that emotions have energy. And that energy is meant to propel us into action to achieve results or the things we'd like to experience in life. It's also a reminder that emotion, the energy of emotion, needs to move in order to complete itself. I like to think sometimes of emotion as being a wave. As we react to a situation, we think thoughts that create an emotion. This emotion has energy, and much like a wave, it starts to build, it gets a little stronger, it reaches a peak, and then it dissipates. The problem is that many of us try to stop the emotion mid-wave, so to speak. This is like taking a giant beach ball and then trying to stuff it down under the water and hold it there. It takes a lot of energy to do that. And it takes a lot of energy for us to stuff our emotions down below the surface as well. This is energy that could be used to propel us towards our dreams and the life we really want to create. Plus, if we chronically stuff down our feelings, it can eventually lead to physical illness and chronic disease. So remember, emotions are energy, and the energy of that emotion wants to either move you or move through you. The second purpose of emotions is to act as indicators. What we feel is a result of what we think, and our emotions let us know when we are feeling and thinking things that are or not in alignment with our true divine nature, which is a very high vibration state. The higher vibration emotions of love, gratitude, and joy let us know we're feeling and thinking things that are in alignment with our true divine nature. We know this because these emotions resonate and they feel good in our body. The negative emotions, or the emotions that we don't feel comfortable with, like anger, frustration, fear, anxiety, envy, all of those types of emotions, they are low vibration emotions and indications that we are feeling and thinking things that are not in alignment with our true divine nature. I imagine emotions to be like a blinker system on a car. When you're feeling at ease, happy, excited, grateful, or any emotion that feels good and resonates well in your body, this is an indication that you are in alignment with your true divine nature. These emotions let you know you're heading in the right direction vibrationally. When you feel sad, angry, anxious, jealous, or anything that doesn't feel good in your body, these are indications that you are feeling and thinking things that are not in alignment with your true divine nature, that you're heading in an unhelpful direction vibrationally. So what do we do with our emotions, especially the negative ones, when they show up? It's not really surprising that we want to run away or avoid these emotions. They're uncomfortable, confusing, and sometimes just downright overwhelming. It's said that an emotion only takes like 5 to 7 minutes to run its course. Surely we can invest 5 to 7 minutes to cope with a negative emotion so we don't have to continue holding that beach ball under the water. With that in mind, I'd like to share one of the processes I use to help me be with an emotion in a very particular way. First, I'll describe what we typically do that's not very helpful, and then I'll share a way that helps me and my clients. What typically happens is that our thinking mind gets in the way and causes more problems. So let's use sadness for an example. Say we notice we're feeling sad. As soon as we do that, our brain starts telling stories about why we're sad. I'm sad because my boyfriend left me. I'm sad because I'll never find the right guy. What's wrong with me that no one loves me? And all these negative thoughts just create more negative emotions and more feelings of sadness. I call this an emotional spin cycle. We feel sad, we think sad thoughts, these create more sad feelings, and then we think more sad thoughts, and so on. Our thoughts are feeding the sadness with more energy. The energy of sadness wants to move through us, but it can because we keep feeding it with more energy. So instead, it just continues to spin within us. There is a better way. And that better way is to allow the emotions to move through you while keeping your attention on the emotion or where you feel that emotion in your body. Emotions create sensations in our body. We might feel an emotion in one or more places in our body. And everyone's physical experience of emotion is quite different. For some of us, when we feel sad, tears well up in our eyes and our throat tightens, while others may feel sadness as a heavy weight on their chest. The key here is to notice where you feel that emotion in your body and to keep your awareness on that sensation of that emotion in your body rather than going back up into your thoughts. In the beginning, you might have trouble finding the sensation of the emotion in your body. And if that happens, just keep your awareness on the feeling itself. Imagine yourself watching the feeling. By focusing on the sensation of the emotion in your body or on the emotion itself, it keeps us out of our heads and away from thinking thoughts that would create more sadness and more energy. It gives the emotion the time and space to move through us and dissipate. So let me walk you through this. Say you're feeling sad. Go someplace quiet where you can be alone. As you sit quietly, allow the feelings of sadness to come up. As the feelings of sadness come up, notice where you feel that sadness in your body. All emotions are felt or experienced somewhere in the body. So notice where your sadness is hanging out. Is it in your chest over your heart? Is it in your upper chest near your throat? Is it in your throat or somewhere else? Wherever you notice the sadness hanging out, maybe place your hand there. And now stay with the sensation of the sadness. As you stay with the sensation of the sadness, you might say to the sadness, I see you. I hear you. You matter. It's okay. And I'm here for you. As you do this, and I do hope you'll try this, you'll find that the energy of that emotion, the energy of the sadness, begins to dissipate. This allows the energy of that emotion to move through you. The wonderful thing about this process is it doesn't take very long. I mean, this isn't a half-hour process that I'm suggesting. It only takes 5 minutes or so to be with that emotion and allow some of the emotion to move through you and expend itself. If you're someplace public, you can go to a restroom or in your car and do this process. Once there, you can be with your emotions and the sensations of those emotions in your body. And once the emotions dissipate, you can go back to doing what you were. Again, the key to this process is to be with the sensation of the feeling in your body and not to go up into your head and your thoughts. Easier said than done, I know. That is until you get the hang of it. And in fact, this is one of the reasons why I love this process so much, is that it keeps me with the sensation of the feeling rather than allowing my thoughts to tell me more stories, which in turn just rev up my feelings even more. Our thinking mind just isn't very helpful at this stage. Instead, it's important to just be with and feel the feelings. Staying with the sensations of the feeling in my body for a few moments and watching them and holding compassionate space for them, even dialoguing with them a little bit, is really helpful for giving our emotions the space to move through us. Because that's what emotions want to do. They want to move. And if they're not going to move us into action, which isn't always the appropriate response, then they want to move through you. Okay, so now let's go back and talk a little bit more about negative emotions and the law of attraction. One of the reasons why I don't like the emphasis on quickly moving to a positive emotion is that it creates a dynamic where we're judging ourselves for having negative emotions. We start thinking, I shouldn't be sad, I shouldn't be frustrated, I shouldn't be angry, I shouldn't. All these awful shoulds and judgments, they just create more resistance, and that's not helpful at all, because what we resist persists. And the problem with resistance from a vibrational standpoint is that the negative energy associated with a negative feeling state never gets to complete itself. And doing this on a regular basis is what can keep us in a lower vibrational state. So let me say that again. The resistance from a vibrational standpoint is that the energy associated with a negative feeling never gets to complete itself. And in doing this on a regular basis is what can keep us in a lower vibration. And because like attracts like, we end up creating and experiencing more low vibration experiences. I think it's also important to consider that having emotions, both the negative and the positive, is part of being human. We live in a world of duality, and so we experience both positive emotions and negative emotions. And sometimes it's completely appropriate to have a negative emotion, such as when a loved one dies and we're sad and we're grieving. The other thing is that negative emotions can actually help us in a way because they enable us to appreciate the positive ones a little bit more. Another caveat of this is that we sometimes spiritual bypass our friends by offering unsolicited personal perspectives or an upside. We think we're doing this to be helpful and encouraging, but the real reason we're doing this is because we're not comfortable with the negative emotions they're experiencing. I'll share a personal example of how I unintentionally did this myself. A year ago or so, one of my friends experienced a series of job losses, one right after another. We previously had many conversations about how she felt and what she was going through. On this particular day, we were out hiking, and she shared some emotional shifts that she had recently made. I responded by saying something like, "Hey, great job. It sounds like you're coming from a much more empowered place today." She stopped walking and said to me, "I'm not receiving that well because it makes me feel like my earlier feelings were unacceptable." Her response brought me up short. "Oh my God," I thought. "She's right." I really appreciated my friend's honesty because it got me thinking. I realized her experiences were triggering something within me that needed to be healed. And after some reflection, I noticed that although I was really good at holding space when my friends were hurt or sad or grieving, I wasn't as good when they were feeling extremely discouraged or powerless. Their feelings triggered me because I wasn't comfortable feeling discouraged or powerless myself. So I unconsciously reacted by trying to make my friends feel better so I could feel better. Once I recognized this dynamic, it was easy for me to just stop doing it. The second reason I feel the brief advice about negative emotions is unhelpful is because it only focuses on a short-term fix rather than a long-term solution. If you heeded the advice to do whatever it takes to feel calm and relaxed and went for a walk in nature or listened to a soothing guided meditation, you'd most likely feel a bit better. And that's a wonderful first step. However, more is needed because you still haven't addressed the root cause, which are the thoughts that created the negative emotion. Research says that 95% of what we think is repetitive. This means you most likely had the same or similar thought and its resulting feeling yesterday and the day before yesterday and the day before that, and so on. So if we want to raise our vibration, we need to stop resisting our emotions and let them help us pinpoint the thoughts that are creating those negative emotions so we can do some thought work to change the thoughts that are creating that negative emotion. Because when we think better, we feel better. And when we feel better, our vibration naturally rises. Now let's quickly summarize what we've covered in today's talk. The first thing is that negative emotions are not bad. In fact, emotions serve a very important purpose. Emotions are energy that wants to move through us or move us into action. It is the energy of an emotion that propels us to take action, to create results and manifest the things we want in our lives. And two, emotions are indicators. Positive feelings indicate we are thinking and feeling things that are in alignment with our true divine nature. Negative emotions let us know when we are thinking or feeling things that are low vibration and therefore not in alignment with our true divine nature. When we find ourselves repeatedly thinking and feeling things that don't feel good, we can trace the emotion back to the thought that created it. This gives us the opportunity to change the thoughts that have created the misalignment. And since it's difficult to do thought work when we're experiencing strong feelings, it's helpful to put our awareness on the sensation of the emotion in our body until we feel that emotion dissipate. Once some of the emotion has moved through us, then we're in a better state to ask ourselves, "What was I thinking that made me feel this way?" And once we've pinpointed that, then we can ask ourselves, "How do I want to feel instead? And then what would I need to think in order to feel that way?" From here, we can create affirmations, mantras, and do some scripting work, which is journaling as if you're currently experiencing the way you really want to feel, to help you reprogram your brain towards more helpful thought patterns that will in turn create more enjoyable and higher vibration feeling states. Two of the services I provide, the Reiki Release Emotional Healing Method and hypnosis, can help accelerate this process. The Reiki Release helps pinpoint and release old emotional wounds to make space for more elevated feelings and thoughts. And hypnosis helps accelerate the thought change process. I have lots of information about this on my website, and I'll include links to both of these in the show notes. I'll also include a PDF worksheet that will guide you through the affirmation, mantra, and scripting process. In the next episode, we'll take a closer look at negative thinking, and I'll share practical tips on how to shift from negative to positive thinking in a way that your brain actually believes so you can feel better sooner. Here are some questions to ponder from today's episode. What are the hardest emotions for you to sit with? What are your predominant feeling states? What are you thinking that makes you feel that way? And how do you really want to feel? I'd love to know your answers, so please share your thoughts or questions on the podcast episode at nataliemarquis.com. And remember to download the free PDF on how to create and work with affirmations, mantras, and scripting. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to the From Fear to Fabulous podcast. It would be so fabulous if you would take a moment to subscribe and write a quick review about us on iTunes. If you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover, then please visit us at nataliemarquis.com.